morning, dear Aurovillians, newcomers, volunteers and guests, and hi to everyone else. Today's Monday, 16th of January, and here in Auroville, mostly sunny but cold morning on 19 degrees Celsius. Today we can expect sunshine and pleasant and clear over the night. Temperatures range from low of 19 to high of 28 with heat index on 30 degrees Celsius. Winds from northeast at 13 km per hour with occasional gusts on 20 km per hour. Moon is waning gibbous, illuminated on 84%. Today is the last day of Pongal and the cow races will be going on in Kula Palam from 10 a.m. and we all wish you happy Pongal. Otherwise, today, 16th of January at 5:30 p.m. at Unity Pavilion, we can participate in Science and Spirituality, an open forum. And they are inviting all those who are interested in the intersection of science and spirituality to participate in a study group on science and spirituality from the works of Sri Aurobindo and Damodar. Cat number 7 would be going on tomorrow, Tuesday 17, from 4 p.m. at Unity Pavilion. And the organizing saying, let us meet where we are in touch with our inspiration and feel the resonance and the heartbeat of unity and diversity in action. So we would be exploring our whole city plan. Tomorrow, but in the morning between 9 a.m. to noon at Joy Community Hall, we can listen to Introduction to Thomas Gordon's Parent Effectiveness Training course. The PET course is designed to teach parents a philosophy and communication skills which will help them improve their relationship with their children and other important people in their lives. On Wednesday, January 18, at 9 a.m. at Charanga Guest House in Yoga Hall, one-day workshop on health and its integrality, presenting a model of health, short interactive insightful experience and group session identifying individual hearing resources will be going on. On Thursday, we can listen to the true stories of volunteers at 6 p.m. at Unity Pavilion. And this time we will have Lison Maigle, a French psychomotor therapist, who will share her experience in practicing sensory and physical activities with Tamil children aged from 3 to 6 years old in Oli school. Iris Chiang, a preschool teacher from USA, will explain her activities with the art cart at the Art Corner at Visitor Center. The same day, Thursday 19, but at 3 p.m. at Unity Pavilion, all our Aurovillians are invited for an update and overview and on the activities of the Land Board as well their recommendations. LFIU will present their current activities as well as further ideas for raising fresh financial resources. They will discuss how active participation of our Aurovillians and certain budgetary support could help in pursuing those ideas. On the same day, Thursday 19, at 3:30 p.m. at Citadine Art Gallery, within our conversation by Chiru, it would be Aster talking on Sri Aurobindo's ashram. And we are still on Thursday. I guess the Thursday is the most popular day of the week, where Divyanshi is going on with integrality in all spheres of life, revitalizing the last of our spiritual truth in all life. A series of 10 sessions as an exploration of 10 aspects of life in the light of Sri Aurobindo and the Mother. This Thursday, in reading room at Savitri Bhavan at 5:30 p.m., the theme would be Integral Education. On January 21st, between 9 a.m. to 12:30 at Transition School, we can listen to Integrating Media Literacy and Critical Thinking with Chris Perry, and they are saying that the new technologies change the lives and culture of students. How do we teach students to thoughtfully and critically read their words? Chris Perry is a co-founder of the Media Literacy Reorganization. For more information, you can contact Heidi Watts at hwatts5379@gmail.com. Otherwise, the weekend would be in the spirit of Auroville Farm Festival between 20th to 22nd of January at Food Link site opposite of Certitude with entrance from Tar Road at puncture service. And here are some announcements. Our bakery is open today between 6:30 to 1 p.m. with croissants, cakes and cookies and delicious happy pongo. Auranet is updating its user login system as part of its regular maintenance to keep the system secure. In layman's terms, the storage system of the password in Auranet is getting upgraded to a more sophisticated and secure system which requires a one-time reset of all usernames and passwords of the users. So your new username will be the email ID you already have on your Auranet profile page. So the change will be your existing username will be replaced with the email ID in your Auranet profile, and you will receive an email to your inbox with a link to reset your password into any password you wish. Please note that you are not exchanging your email account password, because this login system update is for Auranet login and not for your email account. Your email account is untouched by this update, and only your Auranet login details are changed. The update is scheduled for 19th of January between 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. During the updating for the login system, Auranet will not be accessible for a period of 3 hours. And Ultimate Frisbee, the 7th annual Auroville Hat Tournament, we already know that it will be going on 4th and 5th of February, and they're welcoming donations. At Savitri Brown today at 6:30 p.m. they will screen Auroville and the Spirit of Unity. The mother said in 1969, "The conception of Auroville is purely divine and has preceded its execution by many years." So, and every Monday at Cinema Paradiso we have Home Apre Home, a powerful introduction to Sri Aurobindo's and Mother Revolutionary Action, two film interviews with Satprem and Sujata at 4:30 p.m. Otherwise, at Cinema Paradiso tonight at 8 p.m. there was screen Guppy, made in India 2016 and made by writer and director John Paul George. Tomorrow, Italian docudrama Fire at Sea, made in Italy in 2016 by director Gianfranco Rossi. And on Wednesday, interesting documentary Forms in Relation to Life, made in Austria in 2014 and directed by Hadrian Holzfeind. And the mother wrote, "Fear is an impurity, one of the greatest impurities, one of those which come mostly directly from the anti-divine forces which want to destroy the divine action on earth. And the first duty of those who really want to do yoga is to eliminate from their consciousness, with all the might, all the sincerity, all the endurance of which they are capable, even the shadow of a fear. To walk on the path, one must be dauntless and never indulge in that petty, small, feeble, nasty shrinking back upon oneself, which is fear. An indomitable courage, a perfect sincerity, and sincere self-giving, so that one does not calculate or bargain, does not give away the idea of receiving, does not trust with the idea of being protected, does not have a faith which asks for proofs. It is that is indispensable in order to walk on the path, and it is this alone which can truly shelter you from all danger." Thank you for listening us, and you can contact us on auroville.org.